The community in Tanna in Vanuatu revered the late Prince Philip as a deity. Local leaders were even invited to Windsor Castle to meet the Duke of Edinburgh, and they traded gifts. They're mourning his death, but they want to continue their relationship with the royal family. British writer Matthew Baylis visited the community to research his book, Man Belong, Mrs. Queen.
Religion, I've always felt, or cult, are not quite the right words for it. I once sort of was struggling for a metaphor, and I felt as if a comparable one might be the way we regard our war dead, as in we don't actually have supernatural beliefs about them, but we hold them in great regard, and they're always in our minds. And that's a similar idea to the way Philip is viewed on Tanna. It's more of a relationship of respect and affection and of keeping him in mind.
So where did it begin, though? Because it is fascinating.
The founders of the movement all had a similar experience in that they were involved in the American war effort in World War II. In that part of the world, that had quite a lot of ramifications for local culture and for people's worldview. It seems that in the aftermath of this, in the 70s, when both Britain and France, who were the two colonial powers who had run the area not particularly well for just under 100 years, were preparing to leave and hand over to an independent government. And there was a lot of tension and anxiety associated with this as people decided which way they were going to go and what they wanted and which powers they would still remain friendly towards and aligned with. In this context, the British government was doing some degree of clearing up and reparations and saying goodbye. And it emerged that the people of Yavnanan village had for a long while felt that one visiting British official had not quite done the right thing. He'd been given a pig. He was meant to have given a pig back, but he didn't. They now didn't want a pig, but it emerged that what they would really like would be something connected to a figure that they now held in great regard in Britain, and that was Prince Philip.
Although there is some debate or discussion about whether Prince Philip was a deity or a messiah-type figure, nonetheless, I understand the people did think that he brought certain good blessings when it came to things like weather and food supply.
That's right. They tended to see their cherishing him in their hearts as responsible for everything good that happened. That certainly was a feature of their belief. For instance, they saw examples of it in the wider world. They saw the fact that there were what you might call mixed marriages within Vanuatu, of white people marrying local people, were a sign of Prince Philip's blessing and bringing the world closer together.
He's put on this sort of pedestal. It's to do with what? His status, I think, as a British naval officer. Weren't they very impressed to see him in that white uniform?
That's right. He's visited the area on a couple of occasions, although he'd never been to Tanna. And on one of his visits, he even piloted his own plane. He's very much the sort of figure that is admired there, a sort of man of action and rugged and outdoors. That certainly had an effect. Also, there is a possibility that a visiting either anthropologist or possibly a teacher had a book of various crowned heads and was showing this to the elders in Yavnanan and the area. They were very struck by a picture of Prince Philip.
The late Prince Philip did actually return the compliment and the attention, didn't he?
Yes, that's right, he did. He was initially asked for a signed photograph, which he provided. The villagers very cannily decided to test this further. They carved a special club. It's a pig-killing club called a nalnal, and gave instructions that this should be sent to Prince Philip and that they wanted a picture of him waving the club. He then consulted with anthropologists in the area to make sure that he was brandishing it in the correct way. Another photograph was taken and duly sent back to the islanders. So some considerable degree of effort was taken to give the people what they wanted.
And Matthew, he's never treated this with a lack of respect or a lack of dignity. Didn't the prince actually even receive a group of village elders at Windsor Castle?
That's right, he did. That was as the results of a British television company, Keo Films, who were making a programme. He received a deputation of visitors from the Yavnanan area. The meeting was not filmed. Nobody knows what passed within those walls. They haven't discussed it, but I gather they're very pleased with it.
although I gather they're somewhat less enthusiastic about Prince Charles. Not a lack of disrespect, but I'm not sure that they hold him in the same reverence if he is to be the successor or not.
Well, it's a very interesting point. I mean, the thing about Tanna is it's a very dynamic and fluid place. Movements are always sort of appearing and disappearing, and it's possible, as people have speculated, that allegiance might be transferred to Prince Charles. He visited Port Vila, the capital, not that long ago, and I believe that a man from Tanna actually presented him with a carved stick in order to take to Prince Philip, a sort of reenactment of the earlier exchange. So it is possible, but it's equally possible that other people on Tanna might have a different idea and transfer their allegiance to another royal figure. I mean, when I was there, they were certainly well informed about it. The old chief, Jack Niver, who had been in at the start of the movement, had a sort of archive of royal-related material that people had sent him. He brought this out, and it contained pictures and newspaper articles about various members of the royal family, and they were all very curious about them. So who knows where it may go? But I do think that it's likely the allegiance will be transferred to a real figure. It won't simply vanish into the mists of Philip being a mere spiritual presence who's returned to Tanna, as they believe, in spiritual form. I think they will want a relationship with a member of the royal family.
Well, I think the Queen's youngest son, Prince Edward, is supposed to become the Duke of Edinburgh now that his father has died. That's probably the most anonymous of all the royal children.
He is, it's true. I don't actually recall any conversation about Prince Edward at all. I was asked to run through all the members of the family at one point, so I have told them about it. They were more interested in Prince Harry at the time, and I suspect they might be even more interested in him now, particularly with his marriage to Meghan Markle. One of the big, both spiritual and entirely temporal concerns of the people there is that black and white people become once again brothers. That the prospect of someone like Harry, it could be quite interesting in that regard.
Matthew Bayliss, he's the author of the book Man Belong Mrs. Queen, Adventures with the Philip Worshippers. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me.